Hey there. Sorry, I just came in to tell you that your girlfriend's left. Yeah, she tells you that she wishes you have a good day, and she had to rush because of an emergency. Actually, I don't mean to disturb you, but are you about to head into the shower? Well, this might sound a little bit weird, but usually when your girlfriend is done with the shower, I go in next. Yeah, because my shift actually starts in about an hour and a half, and the commute is quite long, so, I understand. I guess there's, we're gonna have to think of a way to fix this, don't we? Well, if you don't mind, we could just save time and, well, resources by showering together. Oh, I don't mean, you know, I don't mean doing something like that, but, you know, just a regular normal shower, and really it's just a way for us to get to what we want immediately, right? I don't think there's anything sexual about that. You wouldn't feel weird about it, right? Because it's just a shower between two people who know each other, and it's our last hope, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't want to go to work all filthy, would you? Right, so, we're in agreement then. We'll get into the shower together. Nothing has to happen, and nothing will happen, because our main priority is just to make sure that we're both clean, because, well, that's what we should do, right? Keep each other's bodies clean. I thought so. So, why don't you hop in first already, since you already have your hands down your pants, and I'll follow in a bit. Well, I see you're all settled in. Does the water feel nice? Yeah, I like my showers a little bit warmer. Well, I know your girlfriend likes cold showers to wake her up, but I prefer a slow and, steady wake-up routine. How are you liking our apartment so far? Nice and cozy, isn't it? Yeah, that's the problem with nice and cozy. There really is only one shower and we have to share it. So I totally understand, and I'm sure you and your girlfriend would understand the predicament and why we need to be in a very tight space together, completely naked with water. Rushing down our bodies. Strictly professional, strictly platonic. Just really to make sure that we're nice and properly clean. Good hygiene is practiced. Oh, I, I didn't realize that you were already in the middle of, getting yourself or rubbing yourself clean. I just noticed that you may have missed a spot, though. Yeah, why don't you turn around a bit for me? Yeah, I understand. You know, washing off your back is kind of tough, especially if you're in an apartment that is not yours. I'm sure your, you know, loofah is more convenient, but... Well, that's not there. Let me help you. I'm sure it'll feel good too, right? A nice little massage while I wash your back. Was that a little moan I heard? Oh, you're feeling really good about this, aren't you? Well, don't be shy. I mean, it's just a shower. There's nothing wrong that we're doing, right? Oh. You feel my tits on your back? Oh, sorry. I guess I was just a little bit too close. I just wanted to make sure I was able to get this one spot over your shoulder. You're a little bit taller than me, so I do have to reach out a tiny bit. Well, this part seems all good. You're going to have to turn around so I can be extra sure. And you do know that you have to return the favor, right? Of course, you have to return the favor. I mean, if I wash your back, you should be washing other parts of my body too, right? I'm a petite girl, so there's some parts of me that I might need help with. Besides, it'll be more efficient for me, because you can actually reach out to it. Yeah, if you could just reach out in the middle of my back. I can't really get to it because, well, I'd use something else, but you're here already anyways, and again, it's just more convenient because you can actually reach out. So I'll just whip around and, oh, sorry, did my ass hit your torso a bit there? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to grind up accidentally against you. Again, this shower is just too small and too compact for two people, but we have to do what we have, right? Yeah, so if you could just reach out to my lower middle back, please. It would be super helpful. Sorry. It just feels so good being touched there. Right. Sorry. Are you done there? Sorry. I'm squirming so much, but it just really feels so good. Okay, perfect. Let me turn around. Sorry, you might have missed a spot on your shoulder. No, let me do it. Let me take care of that spot over there. Well, there goes my tits again, pressing up against you. No, I just really need to reach this part. And there. Perfect. I think it's all done. Oh, sorry. Slippery when wet, you know? Oh, now my tits are pushed up against you. This is so embarrassing. My body feels really hot. Oh, but we absolutely have to be platonic, of course. Will you help me up, please? Thank you. Oh, I guess I can't help but notice that, you're a little bit hard. Well, you don't have to worry about anything. I can definitely take care of that. Oh, of course. I mean, not really for anything, you know, fishy like that, but I do know that it's going to be much easier to, clean a cock when it's hard like this. And seeing as I've already given you so much grief, I think it's only best for me to, you know, clean it for you. So just lean back against the wall and let me take care of it. Oh yeah, it's really nothing to it. It's just cleaning a friend's cock. There's nothing bad about that, is there? See? We're just going to have all your talk like this. You're quite big, aren't you? I can see why your girlfriend squealed so much at night. You must pound her so well with this fucking cock. Excuse my language, but I do hear filthier things when it's just the two of you. The walls are thin and all that. Let's start with the bass, shall we? Oh, sometimes I feel like this is often the most neglected part. Not that you neglect it, of course, but from what I'm seeing, you take really good care of your cock. I just need to make sure that it's really properly clean, you know? Of course, you understand. Oh, you're getting harder and harder. No, don't worry about it. Don't be shy. Again, if it makes you harder, then that only makes it easier for me to clean you, right? Relax. You're in the presence of a friend. Nothing bad's going to happen. Let me just make sure that your balls are properly clean, too. Always stroke your cock up and down and make sure it's really nice and clean. I ought to grip it a little bit firmly now, should I, right? Because I can't clean your cock just by being light-handed like this. Have to give it a bit more of a grip. And stroke it up and down and make sure that every single inch of this cock is perfectly clean. I think your girlfriend might even thank me for it. I need to make sure that every single part of this cock is clean. Because that's how we should take care of cocks, right? Making sure that nothing is left untouched. Making sure that it's properly serviced. Don't worry, you can stay as hard as you want. I'll take care of it. Not just your cock, but these big, heavy balls, too. Oh, your girlfriend must be so lucky to be fucked by you every night she wants. I'm sure she just emptied your cock yesterday, and now you're full again. Isn't that really amazing? I really admire cocks like these. They're so big. Way bigger than what my hands can handle. My hands already feel so full. The fact that it takes both hands just to make sure that it's really, really properly taken care of. I wonder what I could do. Maybe it will be more efficient and effective if I go a little bit faster, right? Yeah, that might help. Faster and a little harder, just to make sure that it really is pristine and clean. Just to make sure that it's all pristine and clean. And when your girlfriend comes back, she's just gonna be raring to use this cock over and over again. Don't you think that would be amazing? It would be really fucking hot. I'm sure she'll appreciate the extra work that we're doing here to make sure that when she comes home, she can come home to an amazing, clean, hard cock like yours. Now in that thin mind, let's just make sure we get this cock really nice and clean. Go a little bit faster and harder and faster and harder and faster and harder. Make sure these balls are properly clean too. All of these, just to make sure we have a nice and clean cock. Faster and harder. Faster, faster, harder, harder. over my stomach. Was it too much for you to handle? Oh, why didn't you tell me so? I guess you were too shy to let me know that you were getting close, huh? That would explain why you were getting so hard and twitchy. Oh, but now... Now my stomach and my thighs are all covered with your cum. I'm all dirty again. It looks like, I'll have to be a little bit late to work today, right? And since, it's your cum all over my body right now, it looks like you're gonna have to, make it up to me, right? Oh, I mean, it's only fair, don't you think? Oh, there's so much cum all over me. You're gonna have to start helping me soon. The sooner we get to finishing this, I guess the better it's gonna be for the both of us. We should get to it then.